Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Greg McFarlane joins us as well. This is a horse that Paul Joyce will elaborate a bit more on after 10 o'clock because he does like Second Island each way today. Morning to you, Greg.
Good morning. How are you going?
Good. Have you heard about Joycey on this, or are you learning things this morning?
People have called me up about it. Why haven't I told them? He tipped it as one of his picks of the day, but he obviously does his form. He's been watching the races, yep. And you know, so I sort of tend to agree with him.
Well, the horse had just absolutely zero the other day, didn't it? Where you were back on the inside at Warwick Farm.
Yeah, look, she doesn't like the inside. She got caught there at Warren as well, and she just didn't really get out of second gear the other day. She got out late, and she only just started working into another 50 metres, and she would have started taking off. So it would have been interesting if she could have got out earlier, but hopefully today in the 1300, she should be right.
Understand. So what you're saying is that you're out wide with the barrier, but you don't mind that.
Look, normally, obviously, you wouldn't be happy to have a barrier 11 of 11, but for her, she'll love that barrier today.
And not necessarily just the last run either. I mean, going back to that win at Gosford and the placings around Wang and the like, she was just presenting at the right time, wasn't she?
She was, and look, she was obviously peeling off, you know, great sectionals for the races that she was in, and just the last probably furlong, she was really getting home great. So, you know, she'll need to do that today to beat this field, though, obviously.
Yeah, I understand.
But it's not beyond her.
I was just going to say, do you get the indication from her she's training on good?
Look, she's quite an aggressive horse. She sort of loves to hate racing, you know, she loves to get out there and do her thing, but she doesn't want to be held up. So if she can be held up, which Christian knows how to handle her, then when he goes for it, she'll always deliver.
Mate, this mare you've got, Our Winnie, putting a sequence of wins together, which, as I said to a trainer earlier, it's very hard to do, but she just seems... I love mares in good form.
Yes, she's in form. Obviously, you know, placement's probably been the key for her as well. You know, she's going well. She's working well. You know, we'll see where she's at today. I mean, running to her strengths... A lot will come down to how they run the last 600 in. She's probably a low 35, 600 metre horse. If they go quicker than that, she may struggle a bit. But if they don't, she'll be right in it.
And she certainly does like. Well, she's in the sequence of wins. She's handled all tracks, Greg.
She has, and so you definitely can't knock a mare in form. And they've obviously got to have some ability when they won five in a row. Particularly at the different distances and the different tracks and different meetings, so the classes. So she's going well, and she'll run well today.
Good luck, Greg. Hope they both run well for you.
Thank you very much.